afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly here at the CTICC in Cape Town, which is from the 6th to the 15th of August. And I'm talking to Dr. Nicole Colon, who works for NASA. She's an operations scientist, is that right, for the James Webb Space Telescope. Now, she gave a talk about planets in other solar systems, exoplanets. We know so much about these that I didn't realize we had such a wealth of knowledge about the atmospheres of exoplanets. But now she also talked about rogue planets wandering around, not attached to any star, just wandering around there in the Orion Nebula. So good afternoon, Nicole Colon. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good to be here.
Now, what are these rogue planets? What are they up to?
You know, that is a great question. They're called rogue planets because we think they don't have a star. You know, we have eight major planets that orbit our sun, right? And most other exoplanets we know of, which there are 5,000, by the way, over 5,000 now, most of them orbit a star. But there's a select few that we know of that seem to be out there just cold, alone, likely didn't form there where they are, where we found them, but they probably did form around a star, and then some process got them ejected out away from their star, away from the gravitational pull of their star. So that way they end up being so far afield that, you know, they're just totally isolated and alone and rogue, or free floating is another term we use.
And this is the James Webb that's found a whole bunch of these.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Before James Webb, a space telescope, we've had a few examples of rogue planets, but recently the JWST looked at a region of the Orion Nebula, which is, you know, a beautiful region where there's a lot of stars forming, you know, it's a very young part of the sky, and it's very active. But the goal of the project was to, you know, get crisp pictures of these newborn star environments. But there was this pleasant surprise where they found a bunch of, you know, just, it looks like small dots in the images, but there are so many, there are over 500 of these. And when the astronomers did the math, the calculations, they estimated the masses of these objects based on their colors. And yeah, they were like, we think these are planetary mass objects. Like, just out there, again, with no star, free-floating. And that was a real surprise.
Do we think that these are very common in the universe or in our galaxy, or can we not say that for now?
You know, we had only found a few before because they are, you know, extremely cold and isolated, and so they are generally very hard to detect. And so now, though, with JWST seeing this, that's definitely changed our viewpoint of how common these might be. And I think something interesting, actually, that will help us understand the frequency of these planets, well, A, is more, you know, James Webb observations of different parts of the sky, for sure, or at least maybe other nebula to see where stars are forming and if they have a bunch of free-floating planets hanging out. But NASA is also launching the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope in a few years, and that will be doing experiments that actually will enable us to find a lot of free-floating planets if they exist. So that will help us add to the JWST sample.
Okay, so this is all kind of enriching our knowledge of the universe and the processes in it and what goes on. Do we know anything about the processes that might kind of eject a planet from its host star?
Yeah, there's some common theories. Some of them, or I should say most of them, really involve stars interacting. So stars are often born out of these giant clouds of gas and dust that collapse, and you know, there's fusion ignited eventually and stars form, but they're often born in clusters. And so stars are born in, you know, with neighbors essentially. And when that happens over time, the stars do spread out. But maybe occasionally, you know, a planet has started to form around those stars or one of the stars. And then another star is still kind of making its way, you know, separating from birth and all that. And on that journey, you know, it could kick out these planets and just send them out, you know, into the ether, essentially. So that's a common theory. But yeah, the space is pretty big, so it is kind of hard to imagine this happening a lot. But that's why we think, okay, maybe it has to happen, you know, very young and very early stages.
So rogue planets. Yes, you heard it here. New discoveries happening because of the James Webb Space Telescope and other powerful telescopes coming on stream. I wonder what this would mean for, you know, the Gustav Holst's planet suite, you know, having planets which are just kind of floating out there in the universe doing their own thing. Thank you so much, Dr. Nicole Colon from the James Webb Space Telescope, telling us about these new discoveries. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.